I miss her so much. It's like, is this a dream? Like, somebody wake me up from this nightmare. It's like, I can't believe it's even happening. She's meant to be having my baby in 3 months. She was my twin flame. The person that understood me the most. And yeah, we had our ups and downs, just like anyone does in their relationships. But I never had someone that understood me so much. She meant the world to me, and I meant the world to her. And it's not just me that's having to go through this pain. There's a lot of people, but the person I feel sorry for the most is her little boy, Shay, who's 5 years old. And I had to explain to him that his mum was dead and that she isn't coming back. And I just have that memory of telling him that in my head and seeing him. He does understand that she's dead, but it's also a lot for a 5-year-old to understand, so it's going to be a bit of a process for him. But I feel very sorry for him. But yeah, I contacted his dad, who now lives in Bangkok, and he did come last night, and he's now looking after Shay. And he will go back with his dad to Bangkok and live there with him. So at least, yeah, he's got his dad. So yeah, it's a horrific thing. Yeah, my brain just keeps being in denial. That's just one of the first stages of grief. I know this through studying psychology. It's going to take me quite a while to process through. But it is, it's just like, is this actually happening? She's just like disappeared. She's gone. And I can't do nothing about it.